Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver is here, too. Vicki is a great member of our Brain Trust, leading career development expert, author of 5 books, at least the ones that I know of, including Bad Bosses, Crazy Co-Workers, and Other Office Idiots, 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. She's been trying to help me with my etiquette for years now. It's not working. Live Like a Millionaire is another great book, and she's our good friend Vicki. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You're welcome anytime. So, Vicki, I've been around a long time, and I've worked for huge companies, Fortune 50 companies, and I've worked for teeny tiny companies. And it's been interesting to me to see that even in the big companies, when you know, all big companies are broken down into little sections, right? And,
yeah.
And even though they're big companies, little bitty units can have the same kind of dysfunction when people don't get along as little companies can, can't they?
Yes. I mean, I like to think of it as little family units. No matter how large or small your company, it sort of becomes, in a weird way, a little bit like your family.
Oh, family. Oh, you mean that. So you're talking serious dysfunction then, right?
Family. Depends on your family, but if we're talking about mine, yes.
I love what somebody said. Friends you get to choose, family you're stuck with.
Exactly.
So what happens when we have dysfunction in the business family?
I think what happens is that sometimes boundaries are crossed. You work so much with people, like you actually work with them more. You see the people at the office usually more than you might see a husband or wife.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then you get to know all these foibles about them, their quirks. You know, somebody is the loud one, somebody is the joker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have these little roles within the sort of family pod at the workplace. And sometimes I think people get to know you too well.
Well, when you're interested in someone romantically, those little quirks are cute, right? And then maybe even when you're married, they're a little bit cute. But at work, and they were never cute the first time, were they?
Right. I mean, it's a good idea to try to, even though you might work in a place that doesn't have any walls, right? Maybe everybody's just in a felt cubicle or whatever. It's a good idea to try to set up a few walls emotionally between you and the people that you work with, because otherwise, you are going to drive them crazy, and
you mean,
they may
you mean
drive
like the
you
newscaster
crazy.
on WKYC, Cincinnati? Was that the television show? Remember that?
In fact, it's funny that you mentioned this.
Well, I have my tape on the floor, and no, you have to come through the door. That's the,
right.
There's no tape.
Right. I mean, think about The Office too. You know.
Right.
I mean, the show, The Office.
Of course, yeah.
You know, it's funny because Mary Tyler Moore, the actress, she died a few weeks ago.
Right.
And they've been running these old episodes of Mary Tyler
Moore
Show.
Wonderful programming. Wonderful
programming. Fantastic program. But, I mean, that, I think, was the seminal show about sort of when your coworkers become like your family and why there it seemed to work. But I think in real life it's not such a fantastic idea.
Well, exactly. So, what do we do about that? How do we minimize this kind of conflict?
Well, I think the first thing might be not to be too nosy. Let's say somebody walks in and they've gained a lot of weight. You know, it's a woman, right? Don't assume that she's pregnant or ask her if she's pregnant or something. Just let her share with you what her status is. Don't make assumptions.
Yeah, because usually if women are pregnant, they're kind of happy about it, right? I mean, they usually tell you, right?
Right.
These days, they don't have to wait too long to find out, right?
Correct. I mean, don't just you
that's
know,
another
even,
level
sure,
of that's another know, kind of obnoxiousness, sure. Isn't it?
Yes. Even if you're sure, don't bring it up.
Right. Right. Well, that's
because
that's,
you'll be wrong.
That's good advice.
Right?
I learned that a long time ago. That was a lesson I learned a long time ago. All right. What else?
I would say, you don't want to talk ever really about somebody's appearance, you know, their clothing. Ooh, that's so sexy. Ooh, you know, that you look like you just came in from the gym. Those type of comments, some of them might be jocular. The whole problem is sort of determining where the line is between a joke and between just sort of unprofessional behavior.
Yeah.
But you can it's better to err on the side of being professional. No matter what, even if you do feel close to the buddies at the office.
But what that's typically happens with where people gang up on somebody, right? Like, and this is what you hear: bless her heart.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. It's just the problem is sometimes, let's say it's meant in a joking way, the other person on the receiving end may not feel like it's a joke, and then but they know they're supposed to, you know. So then it hangs in the air. Was that person joking about my dress today, or wasn't he joking, you know? And then it kind of becomes awkward and strange. So you don't want that. And, you know, everybody makes mistakes. So if you do make a mistake, just own up to it. I mean, it's really quick just to say, oh, you know what, I'm so sorry I made that comment. I hope it didn't hurt your feelings. Then it's over.
The
problem is when it sits there and festers, you know, and then suddenly, like, you're the two people who don't get along in the family at the office.
Do you think men or women are worse about things like this, about the sniping, the pity stuff, the talking about people? Is it equal, or what do you think?
I think that it's probably equal, but maybe it's expressed differently. I think sometimes women, this is a very big paintbrush I'm painting with, but I think that sometimes women may be more gossipy, like they may be saying it behind your back, whereas I think men are more open about it. They're saying it to your face. But either way, it's not good.
Well, I will say that as a man, there are a lot of things that women notice about other people that men don't even notice, and if we notice, we don't care.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I would say that
is a positive.
There's a lot of things about guys that ladies don't emulate, but
right.
One thing you might want to emulate is try to figure out how to not care. Right?
Right. Let it bounce off you.
Yeah. What's it have to do with the work? That's what I say, right?
Right.
All right, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this with our good friend Vicky Oliver. I need your website, Vicky.
It's Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
Pretty easy. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.